This morning, there's kind of two things I want to move kind of quickly. Again, first, our martyrs today that we listened, from about the 17th century, that working through the Jesuit monasteries and going out to the world to proclaim the good news, to proclaim new people, new cultures. And to know, kind of like all cultures in the world, some are very peaceful and some are very brutal. And so they were martyred in very, very brutal ways. They did so to, again, show Jesus Christ. So we listen to the gospel according to Luke today about how Jesus is proclaiming what happened to the family of God through all of history. So he said, "I will send to them, therefore the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute." We're talking hundreds of years before Jesus. Just seeing through all history of God's family that are persecuted because people disagree. On the same morning, which is amazing, is one of the most, I guess, again, thickest readings from St. Paul. And he was talking through the grace, faith, justification, that we've had deep theology and disagreements in what St. Paul was talking about. That justification is, again, to be saved, right? Again, even when we're persecuting, or people that are martyred, that we have to have faith. We have to believe. And again, it's a good thing to do day to day, because at some point we could be focused with a persecution like a martyr. Where are we at? Where's our conscience? And where are we to say face to face with, that moment of our lives? Yeah, I believe in God. I'll take that. I'll go with Him. And finally, this great gift comes from a gift of grace. That's the same grace that He'll give to people that choose to go to Him. Whether there be martyrs, whether there be persecuted, whether there be here in International Falls, around the world. So finally, St. Paul wrote, and I think this is a great line from Jesus himself, when Jesus opened the door to all of humanity, all nations, he said, this is St. Paul, "Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles." Gentiles meaning anybody that was not Jewish. It was like the Jewish people and the Gentiles and their culture. So some thick and beautiful readings this morning. Deep in theology and our history, persecution. Bring some of these, whatever it is, that kind of how the Holy Spirit pricks your conscience, to see what He's telling you this morning, to how to grow and to grow with your relationship with Him, our persecution at times, and our teaching of the good news of Jesus.